from British Tech Network.
Three.
We've come back from the pub. We've drunk alcohol. It's fair to say that we're...
I'm okay.
I don't think we're as bad as last night.
No. We've drunk alcohol. No, it's fair to say that. Really?
I thought we were worse than last night.
What?
Well, maybe you are.
Maybe I am, okay. We met Alison Sheridan today.
Oh, wonderful lady.
Yes, lovely lady.
And we went to Apple. Yeah. Dude, guys, how frigging cool was it in the cafe, man?
It was pretty awesome.
Paul Wheatley is sitting opposite me, right? And I told him he had to narrow his eyes a little bit because they were like piss holes in the snow. It was like he couldn't see everywhere all the time. And he was like an owl with huge eyes, like... constantly.
Well, there was a chance that I might have missed, like, Johnny Ive.
I know, I was looking. Like that. We didn't see him.
We saw no one famous. Not Craig Ferengi or...
Federighi?
Fatty Phil. Neither of them were there.
I think Ferengi's are on Deep Space Nine.
Well, he's I thought he was in charge of acquisitions. So, Ferengi wasn't there, or Fatty Phil. We saw none of them, and Johnny wasn't eating sushi, so
no. That's
it. But we got a badge. We kept our badges. Who kept their badge?
I kept mine.
We got a badge. Somewhere. See, I got a badge. Hang on. I put mine. This is my journal, see, that I keep for work, because I'm so disorganized. And if I just flick through here. Here we go. I'm getting there, honest. Read and wait, bitches. There you go. There is my badge where I got into Apple.
But I think we've forgotten the highlight today.
The highlight was, Paul?
We met Sam B. Assman.
Follow him on Twitter. Sam B. Assman.
The guy that's doing all the retweets for at Macworld Expo, his name is Sam, and he's a lovely, lovely guy. We had him. Dude is he looks like he's 10, but he's actually 39.
I heard he was 59.
No, he's 39. We go in the bar, right? Everyone's sat down. We walk up, we order a beer. All the beers come. Sam walks in. He gets frigging carded. The dude's nearly 40, and he gets frigging carded. And when we say to him, dude, that's... so cool that you got carded. He said, oh, you should see my dad. If he shaves his beard off, we look like we're brothers. So where he's kept his painting, I don't know. But Sam B. Assman.
Follow him.
I don't think that's how he intended it to be spelt, but who the hell? Who picks a name on Twitter where ass is part of it?
I think it's supposed to be bass now.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's,
and it's a musician thing.
I don't care.
But
no,
he's B. Assman.
Absolutely. Sam B. Assman.
Trying people.
Just if you're new to Twitter, just a bit of advice. If you're new to Twitter and you're 2 billionth in the queue, right? Don't put the words or the letters A-S-S together in your name because no one else will focus on anything else. I retweeted the guy, right? Or I tried to tweet to him. And he said, you've missed the A out. And I'm looking, I'm going, no, I got the A in ass. I definitely got the A in ass. I was so focused on the ass, I forgot the A in Sam. But Sam B. Assman is cool, and you should follow him on Twitter. He's great. Now, we went to Apple. We did one infinity loop. It was absolutely, I mean, everyone tells me an Apple hater, but how cool, how was excited was I?
It was, yeah, we were very excited. It was a good day.
I'm not an Apple hater.
I don't know.
You don't think that?
It's exciting, but it's also, you get in there and you kind of see everything and then it's like, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you can't see anything cooler.
You don't need
to. You feel like caged. Like, you want to go, like, see all the cool
stuff. Is
that
like your second or third time?
Like, run around. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's first time for me and Paul. Paul was so excited he couldn't talk. I really enjoyed it
the first time. So then it's everything every time since it's been.
It's pathetic after today, didn't you? So, but we were happy.
Yeah, I was.
And, now I just sound like an ass.
So then we went to
Sam B.
And then we went to the store, the company store,
yeah,
where you can get the apparel. Not
swag
a
day. today. That's, I think that's a show name. Something to do with swag.
Swag? For Macworld, iWorld?
Well, and Apple swag.
Really?
Yeah. You.
Because that's where they get all their sales.
No, you didn't get any.
Well, nothing fitted me.
No.
Right? I'm so...
I got a bag full of stuff.
No.
Alison was Ewan's swag bag.
I went to the Apple store. The largest they went was 3XL, and it wouldn't have fit a Chinese man who was 3XL, so... It was.
I guess.
What does the nationality make to the size of their?
Well, because East Asians are generally smaller than Western Europeans. That's fact.
Yeah, but surely it's still a XL is a. XL.
Okay, all the clothing was so small.
Their XLs were pretty small.
Yeah, okay.
All the clothing was so small it wouldn't have fitted a Martian.
Yeah.
Martians are big.
Yeah, they're huge. So
I got a coffee mug.
Well, I can't tell you what I got because some of it's presents for people, you see.
Oh,
yeah. So that will give it away. But there we go. But we went to Apple. We did one Infinity Loop. It was great. Apart from Paul Shadwell missed the entrance to the visitors' parking and nearly took us back on the freeway. So, and we got like 3 minutes to spare because you've got to be in the cafe by 11 o'clock otherwise you're screwed. And Jeff Gamet was late, which jeopardised it for us all, but...
It all worked out.
I won't even tell you about the picture I took of his girlfriend. Holy shit.
Ask him later. He'll tell you.
This trip for me is about meeting the people I already met. But for Paul, it's about building bridges, apparently. So I'm not building bridges, allegedly. Holy shit. Then what did we? Then we went to a Harley shop. I got a Harley T-shirt. Here we go, and this is from
Dudley Perkins.
Dudley Perkins. There we go. And they're
cool.
They're a Harley shop, and
100 years.
Sorry,
they've been in business 100 years.
100 years, and I got. I can't tell you what I got because it's a present somewhere. But I recanted to the guys that I either got married or I bought a Harley. And I married my wife instead, so I have absolutely no regrets. The Harleys are only 14 grand, darling. I reckon with the shipping container, it would still be cheaper than buying one in the UK, but...
Just throw it out there.
Exactly. we'll talk about it when I get home. So, there you go. And what else did we do today? We did the presentations. We went through our presentations.
Oh, yeah. You're ready. Yeah. You're prepared.
Well, they suggested I make some changes to the opacity on mine, which I'm with. That's fine. 75% we agreed on. Paul delivered his. Paul kicks ass. He's a bastard.
Let's not build it up too much.
No, because I'm on Friday and everyone's going to go, "Oh, wow, Ewan's was great." And then they're going to see Paul's and go, "Ewan sucked."
I got a big competition that day. I've got App Camp for Girls. I've got
Chuck. Who the hell? I nearly said to what I shouldn't.
Half of the population, I would say.
50% will be at App Camp for Girls.
And then Chuck Joyner, he's a good guy. He's got Chuck a lot Joyner, of good stuff to say.
We went out for a beer with Chuck Joyner last night. He declined to play Cards Against Humanity, which says a lot about a person, I have to say, though. The answers they choose, I will be buying it for Christmas dinner. Auntie Edna, you will be playing.
Censor some of them.
I hope she doesn't get Rush Limbaugh's shitty body.
Of all of the ones,
I believe it's soft.
Soft shitty body. Thank you for correcting me, Adam. And then we just went for beer at the Chieftain.
Yeah.
And then for Mel's for a bit of munchies, and it's 10 to 1, and we're back home. So we're going to bed now.
Macworld starts tomorrow.
Macworld tomorrow. It is T-1 at this point. Well, it's T-0, isn't it? I mean, yeah. We're talking 23 hours and we're in. 11 o'clock it starts?
Yeah.
11 o'clock.
So 10 hours from now.
Yeah. We'll be doing a live feed tomorrow from 8 p.m. UK time, hopefully. We'll take you around the show floor. We've got Paul Shadwell, who's helping us suss out the IT of that. We're underground, though, because Moscone North is downstairs and way... I mean, it's right underground and under the whole street.
Did you check the signal today?
No, I didn't. Is it bad?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll have to wait and see. But we'll do our best. If not, the chat room will be open at 8 p.m. and we'll still have the chat room open and we'll go where we can and we'll post it on the blog in the end of the evening. So that'll be good. Yeah.
And then there's the Max show itself at 3:30.
Max show's at 3:30, but we can't. We'll try and stream that live, but I don't think we will. I think that'll just be a record and then push out. So we'll try and get some video footage. We're expecting about 2,000 people for that. So I think everyone that's going to come to the Max show is already on the panel.
I don't think it's going to be on the panel.
I think I'm on it.
Yeah, right? You're on it.
Oh, you're on it. Don't.
Ewan's been throwing out invites like they were chiclets today.
I'm trying to swallow numbers, dude. Adam's on it. Don McAllister's on it. I'm on it. Paul's on it. Jeff Gamet's on it. Chuck Joyner's on it. And
Martin's
on it.
Paul Shadwell.
And Paul Shadwell's on it. And Jesus. We'll have some fun.
We're going to have enough mics.
That might be the entire audience as well, though.
Yeah.
So audience participation.
Mac Vader, not just Martin. I don't know what Martin's last name is.
Mac Vader.
Yeah, Mac Vader on Twitter.
At Mac Vader on Twitter. He's a good guy. We had a great fun with him today. And
he got locked in Alcatraz.
Moving on.
Well, he did.
Yeah, but moving on. We'll be back again tomorrow. We've got tons of stuff to show you. I hope you enjoyed Paul's goodie bag, the swag bag unveiling. That was pretty cool. I've got as well.
That unidentified object that I thought was maybe an iPad holder turned out to be an iPad screen cleaner when I opened it.
There we go. Yeah. So we've clarified that. But we'll be back again tomorrow. We'll give you all the news. We're going to go and interview some people on the stalls as well, and we'll have all of that footage. So tomorrow's podcast blog thing should be half an hour plus, perhaps. So, but stay tuned for us because we're having a great time out here. It's fantastic. The weather's shit. It's really shit.
Yeah, it's been alright in the afternoons, but the morning's been horrendous.
This pub looks really tiny.
Adam's
pushing your head.
Adam's not drunk at all. We'll be back tomorrow. The weather will be better. We'll have loads of stories and we'll have tons and tons of products that are out there at Macworld as well. So stay tuned.
Anything else?
Awesome sauce.